This is Ozarks at Large. Midday tomorrow, the Friends of Washington Regional Hospice will stage the 24th annual Friends of Hospice Fall Brunch at the home of Elise and Ray Mitchell on Rivercrest Road in Fayetteville. The drop-in affair from 11:30 until 1 will help raise money for the under-construction Willard Walker Hospice Home. The facility is expected to open next year and will have more than 24,000 square feet dedicated to hospice services. Tomorrow's brunch will include food, beverages, and door prizes. This week, Patty Kimbrough, a volunteer with Washington Regional Hospice, talked with P.J. Hrabowski about tomorrow's brunch and about the services provided by hospice.
Probably for me and for my family, it was just how much those individuals, those hospice nurses and doctors and volunteers and chaplains took with my sisters and myself. And you just, nothing can prepare you for the loss of a loved one. You know, for us, it was 11 days that, you know, and our mother spent not more than 24 hours in hospice, but those 24 hours were the toughest you'll ever endure. And these people literally, to put it simply, they hold your hand through every step of the way, and they still, even after the fact, 13 months after the fact, offer bereavement counseling to the families, because losing a loved one is just, it can be life-changing.
And I consider hospice workers just, it's just an amazing sacrifice that they make, because it has to be rewarding for them somehow.
But it's a gift. I too truly think it's a gift.
Definitely.
Yes.
I totally agree, because what they do is just, they're angels.
Oh, they are. I've always often referred to them as angels on earth. And of course, we're so super excited, because this year's brunch that we're going to talk about is benefiting the Washington Regional Hospice Home. And it's an in-care facility that we just broke ground on a few weeks ago.
I heard about that.
Yes, and construction is soon to be underway and hopefully completed by summer of next year, which is incredibly quick. But, you know, just the Arkansas State Board of Health did a survey, and there are 99 beds in need right now for hospice patients. And we have a little, with the completion of this house, Northwest Arkansas will have a little over 52. So it truly shows the need of this type of facility and this type of program when we still have over, you know, almost 50 more that we need to put into construction, even after the completion of this house. So it is such a great charity.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you guys have a major goal for this autumn brunch. Now, it's the 24th.
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing that 24 people would actually open their homes and allow this wonderful event? When we go to look at these homes, I just think, gosh, I can't imagine.
And this is at the home of Elise and Ray Mitchell?
Yes, yes. Elise has a marketing firm here in Northwest Arkansas, and she is quite the philanthropist and very community-oriented, and they've generously offered their home, which is gorgeous. We like to refer to the brunch as a friendraiser and not so much of a fundraiser. But again, this year, it does have a little fortified, purpose behind it, with the hospice home being so close and the need to complete it in such a short amount of time based on the need in Northwest Arkansas. So again, I even encourage people, if you can attend, you know, a small donation just to go toward helping people in this area, it'd be money well spent.
Patty Kimbrough is a volunteer with Friends of Washington Regional Hospice. Tomorrow from 11:30 until 1, the organization will host the 24th annual Friends of Hospice Brunch at the home of Ray and Elise Mitchell. That's on Rivercrest Road in Fayetteville. This year's brunch will help raise funds for the Willard Walker Hospice Home, scheduled to open next year. For more information about the event, tickets, or directions to the Mitchell Home, you can call the Washington Regional Foundation at 444-9888. That's 444-9888. You can also find that number online at OzarksAtLarge.com.